episode 43 of
Brutal Battle. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
That'd do a Slim Jim.
And that was my impression of Mark doing an impression of Randy Savage.
Wow, that's like Inception, you know what I mean?
Yeah, the dream within the dream within the dream.
Exactly.
I think maybe we'll just keep this whole impersonating Mark thing just going. And see if we can do, like, impersonating Mark, impersonating, like, Willem Dafoe next. Or
we're going to have to get real creative with it, aren't we?
Yeah, a little tough. Mark impersonating Mark, impersonating Jay Leno. Stuff like that.
Yeah, it'd be difficult.
Well, per Kyle's request, it is now time for Hop Knowledge.
I think we should have, like, what's that? That typical orchestral piece you see when in, like, goofy college movies, when they go to college and it's like, dun, 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 yeah. You know? I don't know what song that is, but we should have that as, like, an intro.
Oh, is it, like, Pomp and Circumstance? Yeah. Or no, it's like, dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, that one.
Because we're dropping knowledge, we're educating.
Yes, exactly. That's the whole connection.
Academic. Academia over here. Over here. With the hops and the knowledge over here.
Well, the hop for this time is bouillon, which I was given a side note from Sean on the bouillon.
Do you make chicken soup with it?
I don't know. We'll have to find out. Sean said that this hop is very similar to Brewer's Gold, which we went over last episode. They're both developed by the same institution at the same time, and ironically, they both ended up having the same fate in 1985, being discontinued, basically.
Mm-hmm.
The origin is England, just like the last one. Description, intense black currant, spicy and pungent, developed by HRI, Y College in 1919. It's a North American slash British hybrid, much like Brewer's Gold. And U.S. commercial production largely discontinued it in 1985, mainly used for bitterness, and the styles was used for stouts and other dark ales. So I had a few examples. Actually, I only had one example for bouillon since it hasn't really been used much since 1985. But apparently bouillon can be found in Wincoop Splat Porter.
What the hell is that?
I haven't heard of it. It's just what I could find.
Sounds so made up.
Yeah, pretty much. So, I couldn't really find anything, so I just decided it's the only one I could find, the Wincoop Splats Porter. So,
yep.
If anyone out there knows what that is, feel free to send us an email at brutalbattlepodcast@gmail.com.
Do you feel smarter now that you know about all this bouillon cubes?
I will say this. In general, doing this hop knowledge thing has made me start to think more critically about hops when I'm actually drinking beers. Before starting this, I really didn't think much about what hops were in the beers I was drinking, except if they were like a single hop beer, so they had it in the name. You know, it's like a Simcoe single hop or a Warrior single hop or whatever. Although, some time ago, a few years ago, I did like a flight of Michelob beers, and they were all different single hop pale ales. Mm-hmm. And it was like, I think it was like Simcoe, Warrior, and I'm trying to think of what I think Cascade, something like that. But I poured them all at the same time, and I just had them sitting in a row with the bottles behind them, and then I just kept going, like, back and forth, just, like, all the way down the line, and then back up the line and tasting them. I recommend doing stuff like that. It's a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. Just make sure you're not planning on driving anywhere soon after, because it can get you, especially with, like, the Michelob beers, because they're, like...
Yeah, I like Michelob a lot.
They make some good stuff, and I will say, when I was in the good Beer of the Month club that I had, the Rare Beer of the Month club, through beermonthclub.com, I got one of their beers as the rare beer, and it was an IPA brewed with pine needles and I think something else in it, and I can't remember, but it was good, and it was called Hoppy Lovin' Christmas. I may have mentioned it before, I think.
Possibly.
But,
speaking
of Beer of the Month clubs, there's something interesting going on. I may have started or may be starting somewhat of a shit storm mini, so maybe like a nano shitstorm. Nothing too crazy, but if you would have listened to all the episodes or far enough back, you'd know that I've been involved in the Beer of the Month Club through Amazing Clubs, and I haven't been all that excited about it because the beers showing up have typically been pretty not good to mediocre. Every now and then you get something that's like, okay, this is passable. Like the I got the Lakefront Fixed Gear beer before, and that was okay. Things like that. But I started to figure out just recently that I believe there's a certain level, nothing crazy like the last episode, but a certain level of skunkiness that's occurring with a lot of these beers that they're sending me. The overwhelming majority of them. And it's not like we had last episode, not like sitting in the sun for 2 months, so it just like stinks like a skunk immediately. But I came to this revelation when I got my last shipment, and Old Dominion had two beers in that shipment. It was two Old Dominion, two Peak Organic, and I took a
Peak Organic.
What's that?
Peak Organic's not good.
Their Peak Organic's IPA is actually pretty good for an organic beer. They're Nut Brown, which is one of the beers that came
that
in.
One.
Yeah, I'm not big on that. I wouldn't recommend that one. But their IPA is pretty decent. So, I tried the Old Dominion Lager because I'm like, this is pretty safe. You know, I've had Old Dominion Lager a long time ago. I spit it out immediately and had to dump it because it was skunked. Like, it's bad. Like, bad. And then I just started thinking back and I'm like, you know what? I've been getting like a certain level of skunkiness with almost all of these beers coming from this Beer of the Month Club. So I was like, well, this is kind of BS. So I had a few beers that night, which, by the way, one of them was the Anti-Hero IPA by Revolution Brewing out of Chicago. It was one I had ordered online. Nice. Like, the first time I had it, I think my palate was a little off, and I was like, this is pretty good. And then, well, I think I had it right after I spit out that that lager, and then I was just like, oh, man, so good. So I recommend the Anti-Hero IPA by Revolution Brewing, if anyone can get it, or if you want to look it up online and try and get it. So I decided at this point, you know what? I'm feeling a little bolder. I'm going to send a little email. So I shot an email to Amazing Clubs and basically told them, you know, I'm not too happy with what's going on. This is kind of how it's been going, and I kind of want to know what you're going to do to rectify the situation. And then I started thinking, and I'm like, you know, a lot of companies, they get these kinds of emails, and they're just like, whatever, I'm not even going to deal with this. I don't give two craps. So I was like, you know, this is really unfair to the breweries who they're taking the beer of and, you know, not maintaining the quality of these beers and then sending them out. And that's a very unfair representation of what these breweries typically do. Well, I guess I can't say that about all of them, but the ones that I've known of that have been decent or good, and then I get their beers and they're terrible. So I decided in this case, after I just had that Old Dominion beer, that I would go ahead and send a tweet. I just sent a quick tweet to Old Dominion on Twitter, and I was just like, you know, you might want to know that Amazing Clubs is shipping your beer skunked. You know, just heads up. So I got the next day, or I think it was maybe 2 days later, because it was over a weekend. But I got a tweet back, and the response was, uh-oh, can you send an email with the information about it to our marketing person? So I sent a quick email to a marketing person, and I was just basically like, you know, this is what's going on. I really just want to give you guys this information because I think that you should take a look into it because you're being poorly represented by this, and, you know, I don't think it's very fair. So if there's anything else you need, just let me know. So the response comes back from Old Dominion, which I then find out by looking at the bottom of the email, Old Dominion and Fordham are owned by the same company. So it wasn't just Old Dominion, their marketing coordinator, it was Fordham's as well, who's contacting me. And at which point I started thinking, I was like, oh man, well then it's even more interesting that that one episode we had the Wisteria Wheat by Fordham and the Morning Glory by Old Dominion. Mm-hmm. This is the exact same company owns them. Mm-hmm. And we like both of them.
Yeah, we did.
Quite a bit. So she emails me back, the marketing coordinator, and she's like, you know, thank you so much for letting us know. And she says, I have forwarded your email to the president of Amazing Clubs. And I was like, okay, well, hopefully something goes somewhere with this. Because, you know, if people are just sending in, like, kind of unsolicited these emails, just like, I'm not happy with this, like I said, they probably ignore a lot of that. But if they're getting it from someone that they're actually partnering with to get beer... hopefully it has some sort of impact. And if anything comes up, you know, obviously I'll update everyone on the podcast with that. I haven't heard back from Amazing Clubs. It's been a while now. I don't know if I'll ever hear from them, but hopefully Old Dominion / Fordham hears from them and they get something resolved. Because that's all I really want out of this. But the marketing coordinator said, you know, thank you so much for letting us know. We forwarded this email, and we are unhappy, basically, with the fact that you had a bad experience with one of our beers. So we wanted to make this right, get you some fresh beer. We'd love for you to come and, you know, we will comp you a tour at the brewery and tastings and stuff. And I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. So my response was, oh, that's awesome. And then I tell them about the podcast. They didn't know about the podcast the whole time. And I was like, oh, I run this podcast called Brutal Battle, and... You know, I think that this kind of customer service is actually something that everybody's looking for. And, you know, such a quick response, such an appropriate response. And I wasn't asking for anything in this. And for them to just kind of proactively be like, we want to set this right. Like, that's good. Because a lot of places nowadays, they'll just be like, okay, whatever, thanks, whatever.
Yeah.
So... Now I sent her the thing about, you know, I run a podcast and I'd love to tell my listeners about this because this is a great customer service and blah, blah, blah. And to which she responds then, oh, that's great. And then she was like, well, let me know when you might want to come to the brewery and you can bring as many listeners with you as you want if they want to come along too. We'll give you a private tour and private tasting.
Damn.
So... I'm going to throw it out there. If anyone's interested, any of our listeners out there are interested in going with us, you know, there's no time frame on it at the moment. We'll have to kind of figure something out. But if you are interested, just shoot us an email at brutalbattlepodcast@gmail.com. Let us know that you're interested, and we'll kind of keep you in the loop as to when it's going to happen. So you do know it's located in Dover, Delaware. So... Mm-hmm. You would have to get your own arrangements. We're not setting up a bus trip or anything like that or flying you places. We don't have money. So
we have money, just not for you.
Yeah, we have our own money. And that's how we're doing the podcast. But, you know, we're not giving you our money. So
now we're going to see that inbox go boom, boom.
We all want free beer and a tour.
Yeah.
Which is cool, man. I mean, whatever.
I was just driving through Delaware a couple days ago.
Well, hey, you interested in going back?
Yeah.
For a free tour and tasting.
Sounds fun.
And I was thinking, at some point I might try and spring it on them and be like, what if we record a little bit maybe while we're there?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
It would be fun. So.
Although, I don't know, we'd probably have to record in a private little room or something.
Yeah.
Otherwise the background noise.
Oh, man, in the brewery crazy. And how echoey it would be. Yeah. So I was thinking, you know, maybe we could just like go through the tour and then kind of record. When we're doing tasting in like a, if they have it in a different room or anything like that. But yeah, I mean, I think this is a really good story of how, first of all, Amazing Clubs hasn't even answered, you know, what I sent them. So that's very unclassy. Hopefully, I mean, I'll say this though. Hopefully I'll hold my judgment totally because hopefully they're going to get back to me and they're taking a lot of time because they want to see what they can do and find like an actual resolution and then get back to me and say, we've taken care of things and you know, this is basically what's happened. But, you know, maybe I'm wrong in this. You know, maybe Old Dominion gave them skunked beer. I mean, I'm assuming maybe. Not because I had never had an Old Dominion product and I'd had a decent amount that had been skunked. Mm-hmm. So it was in my mind that they just don't put things out like that. But it, like I said, it's kind of been this pattern where almost all the beers have been at least a little bit skunked. So it's kind of like, what is going on? Like, are they, at Amazing Clubs, are they just like storing all their beer on the roof of an industrial building in Arizona? Or like, you know what I mean? No, I don't think it's anything that drastic. But it might be something as simple as they're shipping it ground through... UPS, and they're taking the longest amount of time possible, like, you know, 5-day business days or something like that. And I know that they don't have air-conditioned facilities for those boxes, so maybe it's a situation where they just have to look at their shipping.
Yeah.
And say, you know, maybe the cost needs to go up a little bit for the club, but you're going to get fresh beer. You're going to get beer that's not tainted by the heat. So.
And I also wonder if this is the first time they've, you know, maybe other people have complained about skunk beer. Maybe you're probably not the first.
I mean, I wouldn't think so, but you never know.
Maybe they just think they're getting crappy beer.
Yeah. We were like, God, everyone we partner with is just so terrible at making beer. I will say this, though. For the most part, I had been kind of writing it off at first because I'm like, oh, I'm just getting, like, lagers and you know, like, pale ales from these really small breweries who I've never even heard of. You know, maybe that's just how their beer is and it's just not good and blah, blah, blah. But now I look back and I think about these breweries that I kind of wrote off and I'm like, what if their stuff's actually not bad and it's just been greatly tainted by this Beer of the Month Club?
Possible.
That ain't fair.
To be continued.
Yeah, to be continued. But like I said, anyone interested in potentially going, let us know you're interested. Let us know what, you know, what time frame you would be most interested in going.
Maybe Mark the Goblin would.
Let me go to Dover, Delaware. Give you, I'll take the beer over here and I'll take this beer over here. They take that one.
Yeah, so, I mean, at the least, what'll come out of this is just a really cool experience to go to a solid brewery and, you know, see their inner workings and, you know, taste some more beers.
I've had some private tours before.
Yeah.
Yeah. We did one of my bachelor parties, Sly Fox, right outside of Philly.
Cool.
Yeah, it was all right. It was pretty fun.
Which, by the way, we're starting to get a bunch of Sly Fox stuff in Maryland now.
I didn't wasn't really impressed by much of their stuff.
That sucks.
But you know, I was obviously gonna be nice about it. Yeah, I wasn't gonna be like, yeah, shit sucks.
Yeah. Well, I took up pretty much all the time with that, so hopefully I didn't bore everyone with that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but wake up.
It's important.
Time to taste beer.
It's important. That stuff needed to be said. So let's get to the meat and potatoes of the episode.
Meat and potatoes.
Hopefully there are no meat and potatoes. Well, I was going to say, hopefully there are no meat and potatoes in there, but that's stewed ale. There's beef in there, and that was pretty good.
Ground beef in my beer.
All right, so A is like orangish.
Copper kind of, a little bit. Yeah, mostly orange, just straight up orange.
You can see through it.
Yep.
Not too much carbonation going on.
Mm-mm.
Not much of a head going on.
Yep. Not much, a little bit of lacing, not much.
Yeah.
I'm worried. I'm concerned.
Yeah, it's funny because when we have a certain type of beer and it just keeps kind of failing, like, we just see a color now, and it's just immediately
exactly.
Like,
it's like, like the second beer is, kind of worried. But, well, we'll talk about it.
We don't know.
We'll talk about that.
Let's sniff on A.
All right. Sniff all up in
A. Oh, what? Okay. I want to see what you think that is.
Ooh.
That is salt. That's so salty in the nose.
Yeah. I get kind of like a...
Jesus.
Like a... holly berry kind of thing going on, like holly wreath a little bit, like that green kind of a salting.
All I get is salt. It is like salty, salty, salty.
Oof, smells like iodine.
It's salty, but oh, hold on, there's something else in there. I'm trying to, yeah, yes on the iodine.
Yes.
It's got a little bit of a jerky aspect to it, too.
Mm-hmm.
A little soy sauce.
God, this nose is terrible.
I hope this is much better.
It's got a little bit of that medicine chest kind of thing going on. Just a little bit. Not too much.
I mean,
like a Belgian, but it's got...
More than anything, to me, it just kind of smells like the... You know, like when you open a container of salt that you're going to throw on your...
Like that
on
extremely iodined...
Yeah.
Like that saturated smell.
Something
got a little, like, briny...
Lacy roads.
Green olive. I keep getting green olive in our... I don't know what the hell is going on with this green olive thing, but I smell it, so... It's just... This is a very off-putting aroma. I don't even want to... God, this
is It is very
suck.
Off-putting.
All right, here we go.
I hope it's good, though.
I'm getting it over with. What in the hell? Oh, my God.
What is... It tastes like cleaning product.
It's salty. It's salty in the taste. Like, it tastes salty. This is the worst beer we've had on this podcast. Period.
It is. Not only is it salty, but it's astringent.
It's salty.
And it dries your mouth like nobody's business. Is this just like a rock salt pale ale? That's not.
I don't know. It is off-putting when you first taste it, but there are some redeeming qualities to it, I think.
I'd be interested to know if this is maybe like a failed attempt at like a Goes style beer.
Possibly.
Which I had a good Goes some time ago. This is the Verloren. Weird.
Oh no, I can't say. This is bad.
You thought there were redeeming qualities for a second. You thought. And then reality struck you.
It's like a salted Band-Aid. Like a salt-crusted Band-Aid. Like sucking on one.
Yeah, I can't. I can't do anymore. It's like kind of.
Can we open A right now and be like, "What the?
Oh,
I'm gonna scream bloody murder."
Water, dude.
What is what?
Water is your friend right now.
B wins.
Oh my god! Yeah, that's really. I've never had a beer that tasted like that before. This is a first for me. This is a first.
It's like olive loaf. Like salty Band-Aid wrapped olive loaf.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know, you get a little anchovy in there.
Yes, anchovy. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
What if it is an anchovy ale?
Maybe it's like a failed attempt at like a spin on an oyster. You know, like that whole
I don't know.
That whole briny seafood kind of. Ugh.
Anchovy ale.
What the hell is A? It's an anchovy ale.
Could be.
It's like a Greek olive and anchovy ale or something.
Taste of the Mediterranean.
We take all the Mediterranean ingredients and blend them together.
We don't care if it tastes good. Just throw it in there.
Oh my god.
Oh god.
That is one of the worst beers I've ever had.
Yeah, it's woo. It's not good.
I've never seen you drink a beer and cough. That was a first.
Yeah, no. Well, and it was a combination of the three things. The overwhelming saltiness, the ridiculous drying effect,
yes,
and the crazy astringency.
Yes.
That just, like, it just assaults your throat. It's just like...
That's gotta be... I'm thinking that's an international beer. That's gotta be from Europe or something. If that's an American brewer, they were going off the fucking deep end, trying to create some sort of weird concoction that failed horribly.
I'll be really sad if it was a failed attempt at a Goes, because I've wanted to have another Goes before. I've only had one, and it was the Sam Adams for Lauren, and I thought it was good. And that one was a Goes with brewed with sea salt and coriander, and it was nice. Like, the saltiness was not crazy like this. I mean, it was.
I don't know if I've had a Goes before.
If they're typically like what Sam Adams offered up, they're tasty. They're tasty. So. But if this is a failed attempt, I'm going to be really sad because I've always wanted to have another Goes. And that's terrible, so hopefully it's not one.
All right.
Let's go to B.
Cloudy.
Yes, cloudy, but a little orangey-yellow.
Yeah, orange-yellow, cloudy, very persistent, frothy head.
Yeah.
Tons of lacing. Like, she set this down, 20 minutes ago?
I have, like, a...
You have, like, salt
lips? I have, like, a salt film on my lips. No lie.
I think we just need to shower after sipping that beer and just come back, you know? Mouthwash, shower, floss.
Yeah.
Just get the salt crusts out between your teeth.
Yeah, it's gross. Okay, sorry.
Anyway, this one...
He needs our attention.
Extreme amount of lacing.
Yeah.
Pearly, bright white head, and yellow gold with a lot of... I don't know if it's sediment or what. I see some stuff in it, but I don't really see any sediment per se. It's just got a cloudiness to it.
Yeah, you have to look real close.
Yeah, really fine sediment, maybe.
Okay.
All right.
Swirl it up. And...
Sniffy.
What the
hell?
I get tobacco.
I get grandma farted on a piece of toast.
That's the first time I've ever heard that.
Grandma farted on a piece of toast. Like, that's exactly what came into my mind when I smelled this beer.
I get a tobacco-iness to it.
Now I'm starting to get... I don't get any tobacco at all. No. I get, like, some really bright... fruit, like really sweet pineapple, and toasted notes, which is a really odd combination for me.
I'm starting to get that pineapple.
Pineapple,
to
definitely. But I get toast, big
toast. Well, that like tobacco-y, ashy thing is what hit me first out of it, and then the pineapple's kind of pushing through
pineapple's definitely
smell
there.
It more.
Maybe I'm getting toast and you're getting tobacco. You know?
Yeah, you know, I could see where you're getting the toast.
Maybe a little tobacco. I see what you're saying.
Tobacco.
Wow, that is really odd.
Yeah, it's
kind of
weird.
Two really conflicting characteristics.
I mean, it really does seem kind of like to me, a mixture of the pineapple and tobacco.
Yeah.
Slash ashy, toasty.
I know, and those are two common aromas, but not in the same beer.
Yeah.
I mean, that combination is very odd.
Maybe a little mango-iness to it as well.
The more you swirl it, the more pineapple takes over, I think.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's popping out more and more and more.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited to try this one.
That'll be interesting.
Here we go, sir.
Use it.
Cheers after the worst beer we've ever had.
That's not bad. It's not amazing.
No.
But it's not bad.
Smooth. Pineapple through and through. Through the flavor, definitely. Yeah, that's not bad. Like, it just misses the mark, or else it would have been very good.
Yeah.
But it's good. It's smooth, goes down very easy. I feel like this has an alcohol content of 7.3.
Yeah, it's definitely
2.3, something like that.
Between 7 and 8. Not bad.
I'm having trouble saying why it's not great. It's a little watery for me, a little bit.
There's a little bit of a watery quality in the finish, but there's also the astringency and the bitterness are working together in a negative way.
Yes, I agree.
I think that's, it's to me, it's really, like, I get some nice flavors initially. It's the aftertaste that's really kind of taken me out.
Yep. I wish it finished on a more, like, sweet, syrupy, not like in a bad way, but a light sweetness at the end would have fit this beer better. It would have complemented the pineapple. Maybe like a little hoppiness just to cut it all, just to kind of maintain the balance. But yeah, it doesn't finish too hot for me. It's not bad, though.
But the more I drink it, and the more I kind of get used to it in my mouth, it's not bad.
I agree, actually. The mango is coming through for me a little bit more. I think they're about even. Whether the nose was all pineapple for me, but in the mouth or in the taste,
I'm gonna say I could drink it again.
Uh-huh.
If someone handed me one of these, I'd be like, okay.
Yeah, now that I'm getting used to the finish, piney. I think it is piney.
There is a bit of a pininess coming in at the end. Yeah.
Definitely piney. This is opening up nice. I'm surprised. I was very, very confused by the nose.
Not too terrible. I kind of feel like A makes me feel like I want to vomit.
Yeah, which is why we have to go back to it right now.
No, I mean, like, I legit feel like I might vomit. Like that.
I want to see you then. Pick it back up. The nose has opened up into this very odd place with A. It's like if you took a dump in space.
Dump in space!
Got a cosmic turd quality about it.
Cosmic turd. That would be an awesome beer name, though. Cosmic turd.
I don't know how much the word turd in your name is going to sell your beer.
Oh, it's so salty. It's so salty.
Oh, God.
Oh, it's so salty. It's
God.
So bad.
It's like if I was at the beach for a week and I washed my car... Wash the salt off my car and then drank the wash water.
Oh, it's a lot.
It's just
salt.
Like that. It's got soapiness to it.
This is like find a person who just ran a marathon but then took an hour to cool off indoors and just like lick their
them.
Leg.
Yes.
It's just like salt crust. Ugh. Not
with
good.
A little bit of space poop.
A little space turn. Ugh. Okay, well, I think it's about time to rate. Based on
I think A gets like a negative 10.
If we could give zeros, this is what it would add.
Yeah. A is a horrible, horrible, horrible one.
Yeah.
I'm going to go, that is the worst beer we've had on this podcast.
It's pretty friggin' bad.
That is, I would drink a case of Saranac White
before
I drink that again. that is horrible.
That is a huge statement right there.
Because that's terrible. Oh, it tastes like a salty dog's balls. Am I talking about a semen, or am I talking about a salty dog? You don't know.
Yeah, that's true.
Play on words.
And B, what, do you know what you want to give B?
I like B. Let me go back.
Yeah,
you give your, you know what? You give
A1,
obviously.
You know, that's, I think all the listeners could figure out that goes without saying. A's got a 1.
It's got a floral note to it, too. Like a perfume is kind of hitting me a little bit.
Yeah. You know, I'm going a 4 on this. I'm going a 4. Because it's not, like, phenomenal, but, it, I mean, it's pretty good. Pretty good.
Can't believe you give a 4.
I did.
Which is positive in your
demented head. It's the
precedent
we've already
head.
Set.
Yeah, it is.
You know?
I'm going to say 5.
Are you going 5? Okay. That's good.
I do like it.
4.5.
Yeah, it's, I'm not going to write home about it or anything.
So obviously A has a 1 and a 4.5 for B.
I don't know, though. You scored it so low, I was going to give it a 6, but I gave it a 5 because you gave it a 4. So.
What?
I don't know. 6. Change my score.
Okay.
I give it a 6.
Okay. That's fine. That's fine. I'll
I'm feeling it. Generous today after having salty dog balls.
Okay, so a 5 overall, which
yeah.
is nice.
Yeah.
I mean, that's good.
I like B.
And we really haven't had that
6.
Many beers have, that have gotten 5 or above.
True.
Let's be honest.
I'm going to, as we progress through this podcast, through our episodes, I have a feeling my score is going to start going up, or else we're never going to score a beer well, ever.
Ever. Okay, so here's a question real quick. Do you want to do A and then B, or B and then A? Do you want to leave A to the end to find out
yes.
the worst beer we've had?
That'll be like the ball dropping at the end of the podcast.
Dun, dun, dun. Okay. Well,
so
then we'll
switch
reveal
it up.
We'll reveal
the winner
of this episode with
5?
An overall 5. Not beating Bear Republic's Racer 5 for Mashable
nope.
Overlord, but doing a pretty good job.
Yeah.
B is Schlafly XIPA.
Hmm.
English style export India pale ale.
That is interesting.
It is a special release.
Never heard of that.
That's interesting because when we were sniffing it and then we were drinking it, we were talking about the pineapple. It was really making me think of their TIPA, their Tasmanian IPA, which came out last year, which is with Galaxy Hops, and I really like that. So I was thinking about them. So that's kind of funny. That's them. 7.2% alcohol.
Man,
so
we are like
yeah.
alcohol ninjas. What did I say? 7.3? So that's off by 100.
7.2, man.
100th of a percent.
So let me read a little bit. Release IPA series. XIPA is available for a limited time with a new IPA every few months. Interesting to know. Schlafly English style export IPA is brewed with 100% English hops. They impart a spicy, lemony flavor, part of our special.
I just talked about how I didn't like English hops like 2 episodes ago. I give this one a 6.
Yeah, well, I mean, you never know. You can't just...
You don't. You
can't make a blanket statement.
No, I'm just messing. I'm just all right. talking out of my...
Shall we find out the worst beer ever?
Now that I think about it, I don't think it's Mediterranean. I think it is domestic. Because domestic brewers go crazy with these weird off-the-wall beers. And European really don't really do that all that much.
I hope this isn't a brewery that we, like, previously respected.
Oh, gosh. Watch it be like a Dogfish Head weird, crazy beer.
I would laugh if it's Brewer's Art. Because with the peppercorn triple
oh,
and all
yeah.
that jazz.
Maybe
we'll
this
see.
Is one to be enjoyed with something specific. I don't know.
Yeah, who knows?
It's horrible.
To be enjoyed with
turds and spank.
Turds and spank. All right, so A with an overall of 1 and hands down the worst beer we've had on this podcast.
Yes.
Oh, it's gluten-free. That's why.
Oh, God.
It's a gluten-free beer. New Planet Pale Ale. Brewed in Colorado. Is New Planet the brewery? I do not. I'm trying to figure out.
Way to label your beer, brewer.
Oh no. This makes sense. It's by Fort Collins Brewery. I've had some Fort Collins stuff and I have not liked any of it.
Wow.
Thought it's garbage. So yeah, Fort Collins Brewery out of Fort Collins, Colorado. This is their New Planet Pale Ale, brewed in Colorado. Ale made from sorghum and brown rice extract. And disgusting.
I think that's the space turd. The brown rice extract is probably
yeah,
the space turd.
It must be. They have nutritional facts on the bottle, which I have not seen on any other
sodium?
Bottles before.
What's the sodium?
Yeah, that's a good question. What is the sodium? 0. You could have fooled me on
yeah,
that
really.
One. Jesus.
Tastes like a salt lick.
Yeah, it's bad.
That's the saltiest beer I've ever had in my life.
There are additional ingredients here, and there's molasses and tapioca.
What?
Yeah, and caramel color.
I do kind of get the brown rice, now that you said that. That makes kind of a little bit of sense, but I'll go back for one more sip, because I want to see what these things are.
Hold on a second. Okay, it says it's gluten-free, and it's brewed with sorghum. Okay, no,
oh,
never mind.
God.
No, that's all right. I retract that.
Oh, God.
That is horrible. Okay, I've had gluten-free beer before, the Tweezin' Ale. Tweezin' Ale by Dogfish Head is gluten-free.
Yep.
Not nearly as bad as that. I didn't like the Tweezin' Ale, but not nearly as bad as this. And I think I had one other. I tried the Bard's Tale gluten-free beer, and that was also not good, but not like this. Like, this is terrible. It tastes like Play-Doh.
Yes, it does. With a bit of space turd.
Just eat some Play-Doh and you'll understand.
Yes.
No need to drink this beer.
The sorghum, brown rice, what the hell?
Wow, Fort Collins.
Tastes like someone took a shit in a pot of jambalaya.
Well, here's the question. If we have the Master Broverlord, what's this? It would be the bottom. The mashed turd.
Mashed turd.
the mashed turd underlord.
Mashed turd underlord. I like that. Oh, I was thinking about this. Shouldn't, with the play on words, now, I know we've been so far, but the mash turd makes sense. Mash, the mash. But Broverlord, shouldn't it? Since this podcast is called Brutal Battle.
Yes.
It's the Brew Overlord. Shouldn't it be Broverlord?
We can change.
Mash to Broverlord. Doesn't that make more sense?
Oh,
Broverlord seems like, yo, it's the Broverlord, son. Yeah, you fist pump with the Broverlord.
Here we are on episode 43, and we're just figuring it out.
Well, I thought about that, and I was like, I didn't really care, but I was like, really should be Broverlord.
On the next episode and ones on, remind me. Keep me on track on that.
Master Broverlord.
And now that I think about it more, the bad one, I want to call it the Mash Turd Grundle Lord.
Mash Turd Grundle Lord. That I can get behind.
Yeah. So, Fort Collins, you have the trophy for Mash Turd Grundle Lord. Congratulations.
You know what? I just got a great idea. We should have a bracket of all the beers we've given a one.
Oh.
Yes, to see who the true Mash Turd
Grundle
Lord.
We don't even need
Lord.
To do it. Because if this beer's in it, it's
true.
A shoo-in. It's
oh
got it.
Oh, God. That is a horrible beer. Who tastes that and was like, yes.
Yeah, I know.
Yes.
No, I know.
Our customers are going to love this.
Yes. No, I think it was more of a situation where someone tastes it and is like, just ship it. Just get it out of here. Just get it out.
Just follow your dog until he shits. Take some like fresh, big, huge grain sea salt, sprinkle it on that thing, and just eat it like a damn eclair. I mean, just feast on that thing because... And then you can relate to what we're going through.
It's awful.
I can't say enough bad things about this beer.
Avoid at all costs. But if you see the Schlafly XIPA, pick it up. Pretty good.
I actually need to drink some of it to get this horrible, horrible taste out of my mouth.
We're going
to
finish that up. We're going to dump the mash turd Grundle Lord.
We should see what Rebecca thinks. We gave her a skunked beer last episode. Let's give her this salty death-ass beer.
We'll find out what she thinks after this episode, but it's been great sharing the worst beer we've ever had with you guys. Thank you for tuning in.
Yes.
And look forward to it next time.
Bye-bye.
This has been a Nerd Circle podcast production.